Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Do you feel like once you get to the playoffs, regardless of seeding, that the Celtics are the favorite in the East?
I truly do, because, you know, I feel like we're going to be tough as hell to beat at home.
I get that. Hold on. Excuse me.
And then Glenn jumps in.
The team is pissing away the number three seed. Once they face a little bit of adversity, they will crack.
Glenn, let me stop you there. That's ridiculous.
March 20th.
Ken's the update guy here.
Major League Baseball has begun. I did not know that.
Is this the first baseball show of the year, Lou?
I think it is, yes.
We're talking baseball.
Yeah, we are. Like,
talking baseball.
That's what we do here, Rick.
Talking baseball.
Mookie's teammates call him the perfect person.
I love it here in Boston. Doesn't mean I want to sell myself short of my value.
Right now.
Everybody applaud me on Twitter.
Yeah. On Sports Radio WEEI.
So that perfect person, Mookie Betts, looked at that Mike Trout deal yesterday, which we all looked at and said, oh my God, they're giving him how much? $430 million.
That's it?
And Mookie looked at it and said, it's okay. It's not bad. But as for me, I still think I'm looking forward to free agency here.
Wonder, are you kind of expecting to go into the season without anything getting done?
That's exactly what I expect. Didn't expect anything to happen until I'm a free agent. And so it's just one of those things where you just got to go out and play. I mean, you can't worry about the economics of the game right now. They have to take care of what they have to take care of, and I have to take care of what I have to take care of. But the common thing is to win a World Series, and I think it's definitely what we both want to do.
So he confirmed that deal we heard about yesterday, 8 years,
$200
million. But that came after the 2017 season.
That was before his arbitration, 3 years right. in the league.
And he beat them at arbitration for $10 million when they wanted to pay him $7.5 million,
keep in mind that Mookie Betts, in his first 3 years, was runner-up to MVP in that second year. In the third year, took a little bit of a step back. And they offered him $8,200 after that, before arbitration. Mike Trout, after his third year in the league, pre-arbitration, won Rookie of the Year, was runner-up to MVP, runner-up to MVP, and won the MVP, and he signed for $6,144.5 million. So $8,200, given that he hadn't accomplished anything that Trout did in his first 3 years, other than coming second once,
you think
was
they knew they
more
was
than
good?
Fair.
You think they knew he was good?
More, I mean, I've had people on Twitter say it was a low-ball offer. I mean, they don't know what they're talking about. After what Trout accomplished the first 3 years, $6,144.5 million, that's a monster deal. Mookie turned down $8,200. And it's good. Is it going to work out? Absolutely. But that wasn't low ball. That was a fair market value deal. Now he's looking for fair value again, which I think should scare you, especially if you're Dave Dombrowski and you're trying to plan ahead.
Well, I think you should be petrified at this thing right now. If he's looking at $430 million. And he's sitting there, and I'm sure even he would admit that he's not as good a player as Mike Trout is. But he's looking at the 430 saying, yeah, but I still have two more years to kind of build
that
number up.
You think he's looking at that? Like he's not as good as Mike Trout?
Well, he probably, you know, like most of you guys, usually pretty cocky. Right? Usually pretty cocky.
I think that's 100% it.
You think you're better than Gronk? Right?
No, here's the thing. No, I don't. Actually,
you don't?
I don't.
Oh,
but
you're
I think,
a humble guy.
I think
I like
after
that, yeah.
after listening to him, seeing what was going on, I think we were, at least I was, I can admit when I'm wrong. I think I read that wrong yesterday because I'm sitting there going, okay, Trout gets, you know, he's your ceiling. He's the best player in baseball, maybe the best player ever to play the game when it's all said and done. And then you have Harper, who basically sets his floor. So everyone's saying, all right, he's probably somewhere in the middle. That's probably where his money and his years should be, but probably closer to Trout because we all know he's better than Harper. But God forbid, he can't be better than Trout. I believe that Mookie Betts feels like that if he isn't just as good, if he's a little bit below, he still knows that he can make as much money.
I hear what you're doing, but
it's not more.
It's not about that, though. It's not about...
You don't think he'll make more money? So if he waits till he's a free agent, you don't think he'll get a bigger deal? If he doesn't get hurt,
he will.
More money than Trout.
Here's the deal. Mike Trout just signed a 10-year extension for $350 million. So if Mike Trout waited out like Mookie might, and was a free agent. I mean, 10 years, 350. I have no problem at all with the people that make the argument that he sold himself short, that he could have found another $50 million. You know, that he actually gave these guys a deal. And I know it's ridiculous because it's actually a 12-year deal and his 10-year extension is still two more years left. But if he – basically, it's 10 years, 350. Machado got 10 years, 300. I don't think there's any debate that he's a better player than Machado. So, yeah, I think Mookie looks at it and says, you know what, I may not, in your eyes, be a better player than Trout, but his agent can make the argument that Trout undersold himself.
No question. So I think there's even more people, because everybody has their different impression or different evaluation process. So you look at this this article by Jason Stark from The Athletic. Headline is, after the Trout deal, what's next? And what does it mean for the game? So much money being thrown out there. What is Mookie, if Trout got that, what is Mookie Betts going to get? Is Mookie Betts going to be a half a billion dollar deal? Does he have that in his future? So they talked to a couple different executives, and they think, oh, I think it's possible. And one guy says, one executive says, if you really look at it, I don't think he's as good as Trout, but he's better than Bryce Harper. So I think he's probably a guy who slots in there between those two, kind of what we were saying yesterday. But then you talk to more agents, and you talk to more executives, and they have a different evaluation and a different perspective of Mookie Betts. Here's one guy right here. He's Hank Aaron. He's right there with the best players I've ever seen. He and Trout. So to me, they're equals. There's a lot of guys out there that consider those guys equals. Are like nothing we've seen in this sport. If he hits the market, he'll explode it.
See, yeah, and the problem that you should have is that, you know, if he wants to test free agency, and it's about maximizing your dollars, you have to keep in mind that the New York Yankees were eyeing Nolan Arenado to see if he was going to sign an extension. I don't think most people thought he was going to stay in Colorado. They, if you believe the reports, were looking at Arenado in a couple years. You know, when he was going to be a free agent after this year, I think it was. The Phillies, you know, the $25 million average annual for Harper, because it's 13 years, they're looking at Trout, who re-signed with the Angels. The Dodgers made a big offer for Bryce Harper because they were looking for that impact bat to put in the middle of their lineup long-term. So there's plenty of teams out there. Maybe the Braves pop up as well. Big market teams that either missed out on Arenado and Trout because they stayed, or teams that missed out on Harper that went after him. So those three teams are looking for another big bat. Now, the Yankees have Stanton coming up. You know, in a couple years, does he opt in? Maybe that puts him out of the market. I don't know. But there's going to be other teams. See, maybe San Diego makes another run. Maybe the White Sox make another run. The Braves make another run. Right. He is going to get paid more than Mike Trout if he gets the free agent.
So they're going to be takers, and they're going to be more takers now because Trout is off the market. So you ran through the list, and I agree. Trout's the best player. You could put him number two. Arenado, you can put number three or 1A or whatever. Okay? It's irrelevant. Because you're looking at the timing of it. And if I'm his agent, I'm looking at it saying, Mookie, between the new extension that Trout signed and the $144.5 million he already got, which you didn't get yet, he's got $578 million. So if we go in there and ask for $500 million, we're still shy about $78 million. That's how he's going to look at the overall bigger picture of it if you're going to go and sign a long-term contract. But the problem I have with this deal, if I'm the Red Sox, is I better get this deal in front of him, best case scenario now, to give him the option of saying, Mookie, if you go play the next 2 years and you screw up your wrist, you blow out your knee.
You'll scare him.
Right. You won't get this money. You'll be on a different level. If we're talking about level, you'll be down here somewhere.
Hurt my hand.
All right? And we have decisions to make with a lot of guys. Guys at the end of this year, next year, the year after that. We get Benintendi in a few years. We've got all these guys. We've got to figure out where the organization is going. We need to know.
They might not be able to wait, is the point.
Yes.
They might not be able to wait to Mookie's, you know, free agency. They may have to find out this year. They certainly have to find out day one of the offseason.
Would you wait? I don't think I'd wait, Lou.
No. I mean, that's why.
That's crazy.
See, I think Mookie is more of a guy that wants to maximize his value. So I look more at an Arenado deal and bump that thing up. You know, because in 3 years, I'll give you a 10-year extension. You know, not including this year. I got to keep the average annual 20 for this year for luxury tax. And then for the next 3 years, I'm going to buy out your last year arbitration and 2 years of free agency. And you can opt out after 3 years. You're 29 years old. You give him $36 million each year. That's more than Mike Trout for the first 3 years. The final number might be 10, 360, more than Mike Trout. But I got to know right now. If Mookie came up first and all these guys this year were next year, then this isn't a discussion anymore. The only reason why you give them a final offer, a take it or leave it. We got money to spend. But if you don't take this now, I can't afford to lose JD when he opts out. Or maybe Xander or Chris Sale. I need to straighten this thing. I need to know.
Well, here's the other thing you got to deal with him, is you got to know who you're dealing with. So let's look at the history. Right now, today, loves Boston, terrific. I'm not leaving, right. He even went there. But he's not leaving any money on the table. He admitted he's looking for what his true value is.
It's just ludicrous.
So when he had a little off season, a step back, I think you called it, Lou, and he was sixth in MVP voting, they offered him a deal. 8 years, $200 million. What did he say? Nope. Because it was at a low point. And he wasn't going to undersell himself, so he's going to wait until he had some leverage, until he's a lot better. When they went to salary arbitration, the Red Sox never take anybody to salary arbitration. They figure it out. They don't go in there and have some mediator decide it all. He had the balls to go in there. They wanted $7.5 million. He wanted $10 million, and guess who won? He's got balls to do this. Well, we know how he operates. Yeah, you can't look at this and say, we're going to reason with him. Down the road, he's going to fall in love with Boston. Stop it.
Yeah, balls are balls.
See, I think they are going to be screwed unless they do one thing. I think tonight, this is the perfect opportunity. You already know what the ceiling is. You already perceived ceiling. If you wait a couple years, he could be better. He could show that he's better than Trout. He can show that he has a higher ceiling than Trout. You have no idea. You can win another MVP. You can win another World Series. His value is only going to go up, and he knows it. He's going to be licking his chops.
So what do
and
you
if
do?
All those teams that you're talking about, Lou, are going to be sitting there waiting, why would you even allow it to get to that point and then get in some sort of bidding war for Mookie Betts? So here's what you do. Either you give him an offer right now, and if he doesn't sign it and if he doesn't agree to it, then you trade him.
Now?
You get rid of him now.
Right
because
now?
You're only you going to
it's
lose
too
him.
Tough
yes.
to do it.
No, it isn't. I feel like your bargaining power is at its best right now.
Oh, two
look,
years left.
I'll give you, look, it's Trout. Hey, Trout's the ceiling, guys. You're not better than Trout. Well, we think he's better than Trout. Well, you want to risk it? I'm telling you, right, I'm going to give you the same contract as Trout. Because we, even though people say you're not as good as Trout, we believe you are, and you're our guy. We drafted you, we developed you, we brought you up. You're part of our organization for life. Will you take the same deal? Same deal as Trout right now.
To me, that same deal is 10-35, 350. Not 12.
Yeah, because it doesn't include what he has right now. So
well,
he's
Trout
got,
doesn't have
he,
any...
No, he's got $20 million this year. Okay, and that was arbitration. And if he goes to arbitration next year, he could get probably 30. So now you're talking 50 over the next 2 years.
See, the thing is that they
need... So you're starting the deal. When are you starting the deal?
See, I think they need to decide what they're going to do now. And if he is the cornerstone, if Mookie Betts is your cornerstone, and that's the guy that you're going to build everything else around...
He should be.
Well, then you need to go ahead and lock him up now.
No,
what about Sale?
No,
what
he should
Bogart?
Be. No, no, no.
You talk about the risk.
Mookie moment.
Here's the thing. You talk about the injury risk, right? And there's no question. He's a handsy type of hitter. He's got quick hands. He's not a big guy. Gets drilled in the wrist, right? The injury concern is there. To me, the biggest concern is for waiting for 2 years is that you start hearing, and this is why maybe everybody is signing all these extensions right now. So 2 years from now, he's a free agent. It'll be 1 year before the CBA is up. And you might start hearing rumblings about a new payroll structures.
Yep.
You might be, I've talked about it before. One thing I think to fix the MLB, to be perfectly honest with you, is go NBA.
Yeah.
Don't only get a 5-year deal.
Right.
With your home team, maybe four on the outside. Because there's a lot of teams, maybe they might be more interested in risking and think they have a nice window for 4 or 5 years, but they don't want to go 10.
Well, the small market teams can't do it.
They know they're a small market team. And Kansas City Royals, for example, or some of these teams, Baltimore, Texas, who now suck, but they had a 4 or 5 year window and they're ready to win. They might do it then. Because they don't want to go 8 or 10 because they know there's going to be a rebuild. And they don't want to be stuck with this. So if you go to 4 or 5 years or 6 years, that might fix free agency, interest in baseball, everything. Does Mookie Betts, after being a free agent with all the rumblings of possibly a new payroll structure or a new something in baseball, does he want to go into that? And is that why everybody is signing these deals now?
It could very well be.
With no opt-outs, by the way, because they're also worried about a new CBA. God, if I, that's very risky if you're Mookie Betts.
So let's get some reaction. Let's get some phone calls. 617-779-7937. What do you do if you're the Red Sox with Mookie Betts? Based on what he said this morning, I am not encouraged by this.
Yeah.
I am not encouraged that he's a lifelong Red Sox player. Matter of fact, I think the Red Sox have to make a decision pretty quickly on what they want to do here, or they're going to be in trouble with this player. James is in Norwich here on EEI. Hey, James.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Before I talk about Betts, I just wanted to add on what Christian was saying and what you were saying about Christian about him as a tight end. Christian, whatever you lack physically, you gain intellectually. So you were a great tight end.
I think I put Gronk over him intellectually as well.
Was that it? Just kind of picked me up, and I feel good right now.
Oh, I saw you're intellectual. Okay. And so, anyways, now I just want to let that. I just want
let it breathe,
let it marinate. I'm good. I'm soaking it up right now. Go ahead. You say you have as much time as you want.
Now, talking about Mookie Betts, Christian, you're 100% right.
Good,
my guy. Lou, you're 100% right because all that information you just gave out. You have to trade him now.
Well, Lou wants to wait a year. I want to force the issue now. No, I say the timing is right.
No, it isn't.
Trout did you a huge favor.
No, you got to do it in the offseason. This is a terrible time to trade away an MVP player.
It's never a bad time to trade away.
It is because you're not going to get the
They'll figure it out.
Now, you could argue that
you get the you have to get the maximum value up for him. Now, the longer you wait, it's going to keep going down, correct?
Yes. Yeah, if I'm a team, I want him for 2 years. I'll give you more than 1 year knowing that I can't afford him.
Can I bring up the trading deadline? Maybe at the trading deadline, James.
I'll take that one,
the problem you have right now is teams.
They'll be in the hunt at the trade deadline. You're not going to trade him at the deadline.
But teams are coming north right now, Lou, with their perceived rosters. Young players who they feel good about. It's a tough time to try to trade an MVP player. The first week of the season? Are you kidding me?
No, listen, I agree 100%. I don't think you do it. I think you got to keep this group together. I think you got to try to repeat. But you take a team like San Diego, for example, loaded talent in the minor leagues. You know, they just signed Machado. They just signed Hosmer. People are wondering what direction they're going. They might be in on Kluber or Bauer out in Cleveland, hearing rumors about that. Do they have enough in the system to you know, would they turn down a Mookie Betts deal? If you're going to get this guy in return or that guy in return or this arm that they have in the system or this bat, you know, would they turn that down? Again, I don't want to do it, but as far as value, you guys are absolutely right. I mean, 2 years of Mookie, you're going to get a hell of a lot more. There's no question. And then you do. Maybe you're keeping Sale. You're keeping Xander. You're keeping JD. So I get the argument. I just don't think you do it right now going into the season.
Christian, I think it'd be
the wrong message to send to a team that just won the World Series, that's looking to repeat, and you trade the reigning MVP of the league right now or before? I can't do that.
This is great. This is a tweet by Jason Stark. We were just talking about the Tampa Bay Rays earlier. Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Nolan Arenado, $1.32 billion worth of contracts just for four guys. The Tampa Bay Rays total payroll in their franchise history, that would be 21 seasons, is $1.01 billion.
Would you trade for Manny Machado?
21 seasons.
See this.
This is baseball. You know, it's so different than these other sports that have, you know, caps and.
Yeah, and this is what kind of bugs me a little bit, because this guy is part of the reason, you know, other people bug me even more than him. So I don't know if you guys were listening to Dale Keefe. I only listen to Dale Keefe. It's my favorite midday show in the city.
Right.
So they had this guy, Tom from Upton.
Yeah.
And he calls up and he was angry about the state of baseball and the amount of money that these teams were paying out, so much that he was blaming the economy and the price of food and toothpaste on these teams. So he calls up first. You got to hear the way he calls up. He talks about the domestic gross income.
Mike Trout, $430 million.
the gross domestic product of 180 countries is less than that. And if you just want to take the annual value around $37 million, 110 countries less. And you're paying a guy, so if you take war, which is what everybody's talking about now, he's probably about a plus seven, something like that, in his career, plus eight, maybe. And you take a $10 million center fielder, which they base the average player off, you're paying $25 million.
All right, so you said they should. Thank you, Keith. Thank you for interrupting that guy because he was making no sense. What is that? What is the gross domestic income of some other GDP. Product, whatever, yeah. Gross domestic product of some other third world country have anything to do with baseball?
He was trying to make a
salaries.
Point. He was trying to
Oh, then they're obscene. The salaries are obscene.
Right.
Okay, fine. Well, so what? So what? This is the business they're in, right? This is America. This is, everyone trying to get as much as they can.
But Kristen, think about this one that Jason Stark just threw out there. Tampa Bay Rays total payroll in franchise history is less than what these four guys just got paid in this offseason.
America's burning, people.
What got me even more, which made me almost drive my car off the highway, when he started talking about how it impacts the local economy.
As a fan,
yes,
I'm paying for toothpaste, TV, satellite, whatever you're paying. Every time someone signs one of these ridiculous contracts, you're just paying out the nose for everything else in your life because of the TV deals.
What?
And I know it's a capitalist society, but there's got to be something done.
Hold on. Wait a second. Okay.
So I know what he's saying.
So raise your
I didn't
hand.
Understand what he
let,
said
let
before.
Me know. To, do,
I understand
your,
what he's saying
toothpaste
now.
In your neighborhood go up based on the Trout deal? How about you? The toothpaste in your
well,
neighborhood
so,
go
you
up?
You know, here's the thing. I think about
he's
it.
Making a point.
Actually,
making
I mean, gas
point.
Does usually go up in the summer, right?
Memorial Day.
Well, because
during the baseball season.
Right.
Because they got to pay all these salaries.
Oh, is that what it is? Somehow the government?
I don't think that's the correlation.
Yeah.
Is involved? What was the point he was trying to make?
I think the correlation is they keep certain reserves.
The point is that he's jealous that the 750 best baseball players in the world make a lot of money.
No, I think
paying
it's...
for toothpaste, TV, satellite, whatever you're paying.
Yeah, deal with it, dude.
See, I think what he's talking about is that in regional TV, and we were talking about this earlier, is really right now... the revenue stream for Major League Baseball. They're doing great with regional TV, not so well with national TV, not so well with people showing up at the gates, and it's an older audience. But his point is, I have to spend more money for the products I buy.
No, what products? A glove? A hat?
Well, yeah, well, the advertisement,
a baseball hat?
The advertisement on the right.
A hat. So,
yeah, the toothpaste
okay,
was
so
kind of
fine.
Stupid.
So,
I get
so
what he was
doing. You pay
stupid.
An extra dollar and a half
cheap,
for an angel's
inflation's
hat.
Inflation's all because of
this
baseball
pissed you off,
contracts.
I can tell.
It's with NFL contracts. Right. It's with NBA contracts. And now it's with baseball. We have
way,
a handful of guys that are make this obscene
listen,
amount of money.
Yeah,
you got to get to that point. You got to be one of the elite players. The teams give out stupid contracts. Yes, they do. You get the kid Snell down there in Tampa Bay who makes what $5,000 or $10,000 more this year after winning the Cy Young. So okay, everybody bitching about that.
Every time someone signs one of these ridiculous contracts,
it's
paying out the nose.
It's all
toothpaste.
About time. You got these kids in the minor leagues who make absolutely nothing. You got big league players for the first 3 years can make absolutely nothing. So
leagues.
When you hit free agency, you get paid. So you got to deal with it. And by the way, speaking of that, I do want to talk about that minor league salary situation because they're paying them more finally.
Well, wait a second. It's not on the agenda. But
well, do it tomorrow. I'm looking at the list of topics. Hold on.
Well, there is.
Not
we
here.
Should probably tell the big fella here. What happened while he was gone?
Well, he's going to get so mad.
While he was nursing.
What happened
while he was gone? Isn't it funny when you find beer bottles all over the house?
There was a couple things that he and I wanted to talk about.
Oh, you had any new things to
talk about?
I wanted to
talk about the arrogance of the Red Sox and the bullpen situation.
Okay,
we wanted to talk about time travel. So,
excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. Time travel. So
you could use time travel.
We actually put
it
out
to the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah, it was like
good for you.
Random topic. So we put it out to our people on Twitter, a little Twitter follower,
and they voted.
A little Twitter
and
followers.
You vote on what we got to talk about.
Can you make it a bracket? Everybody's
no, we're
doing
not doing brackets.
Everybody's got to do everything in brackets.
So I want to do. I would do it again.
The fact
we'll
is,
do it
this is inspiring because you lost.
And I want to win this time.
You lost. Wait, hold on. You lost.
And I want to do
still...
this again.
Hold on. Is this a competition now?
No, it's never
I thought it was
a new thing
to open up for a show.
Competition.
Yes.
So all it's about Jorge probably has something stupid he wants to talk about tomorrow that we're not going to want to talk about.
The only way I get it in.
What's your stupid thing?
What is your stupid thing?
I just told you.
Bullpen?
I just told
you. Why are you hiding your topic wrapped in a salary cap deal for minor league baseball players? Nobody cares about minor league baseball players.
Ladies.
Months after winning a court case to not have to pay these guys minimum salary, you got teams now all of a sudden want to pay the minor leaguers more. Months after winning a case.
My topic is so much better.
What is your topic?
Well, I would rather save it.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather save
it. So this
it.
Is what we're doing? What? The two of you, we're talking about doing topics on a show, and the two of you are so competitive. Old baseball player.
No,
utility guy.
And a tight end guy.
You're
getting competitive over what topics
you know what?
Talk
we
about?
Called this. We knew he wasn't going to be in on it.
Told you it was going to be bad.
I'm in on it.
Baby.
What's it called? Give it a title.
We were just
called.
Well, man, let them call it. I don't know what you guys call it.
You call it.
Yeah.
No, you call it.
Because
no,
this was a way for us to bring up something that we might be interested in, a little off topic
like
once
it.
In a while that like you probably wouldn't let us fit in.
Okay. So you
will
did you, it in the day
you let
that I was
it?
Out. By the way, the day you were out, with that awful teeth thing, I didn't do anything different in the program. We didn't change anything. Nothing.
We changed a lot when you were away.
I know.
It was actually such a nice little, little break.
Yeah, shut up. Just go in your little.
It was.
Go in your little time machine.
Things work so much better when you're not here.
So where would you go in
the
time machine?
We get along so much better.
Where will you go?
No. Did we not ask you this question?
No.
We didn't ask you when you came back. You sure? You have a time machine.
No.
The time machine is just flat out.
I might be in the time machine right now.
This is how much fun it is,
I might be in the time machine.
These are my type of topics. This is why people are going to love my topics
what did
and
that
I'll
guy
always
say?
Win.
Intellectually, he was pretty. Oh, God.
You have a time machine.
Yeah.
Okay. You can only go in one direction. You can either go forward in time or back.
Right.
But you can't go both. You can't, leapfrogging all over time.
Right.
And you only do it once.
Right.
Which direction are you going? Are you going forward or are you going back?
Forward's probably not good for me. That probably
you think you're
going to
end up dead?
That's what I said. I don't want to go
forward.
I get less time forward.
Well, we weren't talking, I'm with you because I said
I'm
I don't want to go 10, 15 years forward. But he's talking about going 100 years forward.
Oh, 100
well, that's
years forward.
Well, that's an option.
100 years
so if you're dead, it's not like when you get to the future, you're dead. Also, you can go look at your gravestone.
Pretty sure you'd be dead in 100 years.
What if you were 1,000 years into the future?
Oh.
What do you think the world looks like? Is it even here?
Here's what I'm doing.
What if it's like a big black
hole
and you're just floating around and you can't get back into your time machine to get back to the present?
It's going to be 100 degrees every day.
I'm going 12 years.
Awesome.
Nope. I'm going 12 years in the future. I want to find out if these climate change people are right.
That's not enough.
What are you talking about? They're all telling me it's all falling apart.
No, but
you know
what I wanted to do,
right? 12 years.
You know what I wanted to do.
I'm going 12 years into the future and see if they're telling me to do
it. I wanted to go back and be a millionaire.
The world is going to end in 12 years.
A billionaire.
Because now you could finally bet on games that you know the outcome of.
I would get a little condo in Vegas.
Back to the future.
Like condo in Vegas. Just for the weekend. Just for the weekend.
No.
All it needs a weekend. All it needs a day.
Lou would go back in time and become a real mobster.
You know what he does?
You know, fake pseudo.
You know what he would do?
Mouse.
I know
his name. He would take his name with him, right? He'd take his name with you. Oh, Mouse is here. Mouse is here.
You know what?
Don't piss off Mouse. He would use all the lines from The Godfather too. Godfather, Goodfellas, and Casino.
Here's what he would do. He would go back into town. He would take a bat when nobody's looking. He would smack it across Donnie Sadler's knee.
Yeah,
and suddenly Lou would be an everyday player.
Utility guy.
Nobody ever picks the future. They always want to go back in time.
Whatever you lack physically, you gain intellectually.
Thank you. I'm not even sure if that was
that guy. What was that guy on?
It's our best caller of the day. Give him the award.
Please.
Can we have an award for best caller of the day?
I thought Dickon Upton was the best caller of the
day. Who wants to defend
what? A lot younger this time around.
Oh, give me Joe. Give me Joe real quick in Marlboro.
Why?
And then we'll take a break.
Why am I doing this?
You got like a minute and a half, God. Joe.
Hey, Joe.
My mouse don't work.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Good call.
It's terrible. You say go to Joe. That was Tyler. Should we give him a break?
Why don't you blame it on everybody else but
Tyler
yourself?
Tyler told us. Joe, are you there? Joe and Marlboro.
I just talked to Joe, too. He's ready for him to go. He's going to bring the energy.
Joe just took the time machine. He went back in time.
Right. We're going to go to break.
Say goodbye.
Think of something to talk about. That's stupid.
Right back to the phone calls. I got stupid stuff. 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
What do you disagree on?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's okay. I mean, just talks and all those type of things. And so it's nothing bad. I mean, you know, I love the front office. They've done a great job with everything and putting a great team together.
You talk about the arbitration stuff? Or
I mean, with everything. I mean, and there's been a couple of disagreements, and then we agreed this year. So yeah. Just with the talks and all type of things, it's negotiations, and that's it's just part of it.
All right, Mookie Betts spoke today. He confirmed that 8-year, $200 million was offered at him. He admitted that he turned it down. He said that he loves Boston, even starting to figure out, you know, you put extra jackets, coats on, whatever, even you can get by the cold weather. On the other hand, he's not giving a hometown discount. That was pretty obvious. And he said the next time he'll probably deal with it is when he becomes a free agency. It is so obvious. This guy wants to go to free agency. Because he's looking at the crazy mania that we're dealing with baseball right now. And he's sitting there going, I'm going to make more money than Mike Trout. And you know what? He might. He might. And it could be the Yankees. Waits,
no, he will. Just for the mere fact that 2 years it'll be 2 years away.
Okay. The only thing he's got to fear is what Lou was saying, is that we get a new collective bargaining agreement and they change the length of contracts like the NBA did. Or he gets a career-altering, career-ending injury that changes those numbers. The injury changes the numbers dramatically.
I think what's more likely is Major League Baseball somehow trying to get control of these long-ass contracts them down.
That's the fight I would take to them. I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing what you're seeing.
Yeah, you might be right with what's going on right now, because we're not even seeing guys looking to opt out anymore. They don't want to opt out. They said they go, no. I want to marry myself to the Anaheim Angels, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
And I think that would promote, you know, more GMs and more teams not waiting this long period of time. It would look more like the NFL or the NBA, but there would be this huge rush on getting these guys because not every team can afford these crazy salaries. You want to give a 3-year deal, a 4-year deal, something that's manageable that doesn't tie you down for 12 years?
All right, so if you're the Red Sox, you give the best deal you can get. It means you're going to have to be up in the Mike Trout territory.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. That's where you're living.
And if he doesn't take it, I don't think you can sit here and wait for 2 years and get nothing in return, especially when you've got all of these decisions to make at the end of this year. You've got to move on with your team. And, oh, yeah, by the way, this is not like the NBA. He may be the second, third best player in Major League Baseball, but you can clearly win championships without him. He wasn't that good in the postseason this past year. You can win without him. Mike Trout has not won a single playoff game, and he's the best player in the planet. And as we were saying yesterday, when it's all said and done, he's probably going to be the best player to ever play the sport.
Yeah, you know what's funny, though? Yeah. I was watching your show last night. Not your baseball show.
Talking Baseball?
Not Talking Baseball.
I used to love the baseball show.
Talking Baseball on the baseball show. Yeah, I think Nesson
picked it up.
I'm like your host, Lou Merlone. No more baseball show. It's Talking Baseball,
yeah,
people.
So yesterday,
yesterday
you said on our show about how, you know, that Mike Trout, when it's all said and done, could be the best player to ever play the game.
Yes.
And then you said it again last night.
I think I said it first. He echoed it yesterday.
Probably not.
I think go back and listen to the tape.
Holly challenged you. He took you to task.
He had Allie Reisman as the best player.
Well, that was a different. I'm going to give him a pass on that, though. I'd like
to go the other way.
That's a produced segment. We were going to get into it, but yeah, because what he said was like, wait a second. So before Mike Trout signed that contract, who was the best player to ever play the game?
Well,
who was the best ever?
It's probably somebody I hadn't seen play.
Yeah, Babe Ruth, Willie Mays.
Somebody in the last 50 years. Yeah. I know you're not 50, but.
Well, I just said Barry Bonds.
Yeah, Barry Bonds would be the
top. And he's better
would
than
be one of them. I mean, you know, Junior.
Not, minus the drugs.
King Griffey Jr. You're talking about these types of guys, but old-timers would challenge you and say Willie Mays.
Yeah, we're doing
all I'm saying
time travel
is modern-day baseball of the guys that I played with. You know, and from that point, when I was, you know, watching as a kid to now. Yeah, I think Mike Trout, before it's all said and done, would be regarded as the greatest baseball player of all time.
See, and if you're comparing,
I said first, by the way, yesterday. Thanks for giving me credit.
No, you didn't.
Never give me credit.
You never say anything
Everything you say comes from two places.
Bullcrap.
Doesn't come from you.
Hold on.
Some might come from Lou when it comes to baseball.
Stop it.
When it comes to you, nothing comes from you.
Listen, it's okay.
Why don't you go to Joe from Marlboro?
You have a role. Whenever he feels uptight and insecure or he's being attacked, he just talks over you. And he has more stamina. I'll give it. You have more stamina than I do. I just give up. I'm sick of it. Cut two places, and then you can go to Joe. either comes from our conference call, or it comes from our little discussion in our own little bullpen.
Good.
And then we're real careful about what we say in front of you. Have you realized that? nobody talks in front of you anymore. You guys have discussions. Yeah. Nobody says anything in front of you.
No, but Glenn had the Mookie Betts trade thing last week.
I think if you're the Red Sox, you have to start thinking about moving him. Because you can't.
See, Lou had that first.
He may tell you that he loves being. Yeah. But I had the greatest player of all time, Mike Trout.
I'll give you credit.
I never watched Babe Ruth play either, by the way.
All right, go to Joe. Give him another shot.
Joe and Marble, we give him another shot?
No, don't give him another shot.
It's time travel.
Else.
He might be back. Hello, Joe.
Guys, how are you?
Good job.
Good. All right, so I'm not defending the argument. Who was it that called in explaining why the price of toothpaste was going to go up?
Joe from Upton.
Dick from Upton.
Okay. Tom from Upton.
So, I think what he's talking about is you keep paying people all this money, which I'm fine with. Actually, if you could pay him enough money that Fortnite would disappear, I'd be okay with that.
Okay.
But here's what he's trying to tell you, is that if I can't afford toothpaste, I'm going to ration my toothpaste, ration my gas. And if I don't buy as much toothpaste or gas, then supply and demand, the price is going to go up. That's it.
I actually think he's blaming Major League Baseball for the increase in price.
She's blaming the economy.
Yeah.
Over baseball contracts.
Right, but that's it, guys. It's basically he's an economics nerd, and he's quoting supply and demand and saying he doesn't have enough money for toothpaste.
Toothpaste, TV, satellite, whatever you're paying.
it's the cities. It's the contracts that the players are signing are affecting the city's economy. So if you live in anywhere near Anaheim or anywhere near where the Angels play, that you're going to suffer the consequences because somehow the Walgreens or the CVS that is in the neighboring area had to jack up their prices because they're paying Mike Trout so much.
Every time someone signs one of these ridiculous contracts, you're just paying out the nose for everything else in your life.
He's talking about the cost of advertising.
That's an angry guy that is jealous of these other dudes. And they go, it's affecting my life. This isn't fair.
Right.
How does it affect his life? This guy's not athletic. He's not going to get a contract.
Of everything that's been going up over the years is because of baseball contracts? Sports contracts?
I don't think he was saying that. I think he was just saying that this stuff is going up in price. That's what he said.
Yeah, but he's blaming baseball for it.
That's okay. During the last break, I took that little time machine we've got in the other room. I went ahead a few years.
And what happened?
I found out socialism works. So all the players get all the same amount of money. Mm. President AOC said, everything is good now. We're all getting paid the same.
That would work.
That's the good
news.
Here's the bad news. Lou, Christian, you're getting the same pay that Ryan's getting.
That's not going to work at all. I'm moving to Canada.
That's the future.
Moving to Australia.
Canada, if you're lucky.
That's the future. Mike is on the pike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mike.
I want to make a quick point about what that guy was saying. Obviously, it's supply and demand. Trout's one of the best players ever, never mind, currently. So he's going to get the demand of a high contract. But the problem, I think, with baseball versus something like football, especially Belichick, they base future performance on what they've seen in the past. And some people think, you have to base everything on past performance, but that's no indication of what's going to happen next year. And I think that's what makes Belichick great. Even if he didn't have Brady, he can forecast what he thinks these players are going to be within a small sample. And he gets rid of somebody like Tyler, gets rid of Richard Seymour, guys that look like they're in the frame. But he's looking forward, not backwards. What have you done for me lately? And that's the problem with baseball.
Well, the issue with baseball is, they're not free agents until 6 years in the league.
Yeah, that's tough. So you got to make your money. And I think
I'm just saying, so you're basing it on, if you're really good years 3, 4, 5, and 6, then the price goes up, right?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, though, is I think baseball is the only one because of that length of that rookie contract or whatnot. That you've got to get your money, and you see guys going to these teams, you're like, why the hell would you go there? You don't have a chance of winning. They're going to get paid. I mean, their longevity is a lot longer than football, but I think you see a lot more baseball players willing to move around if they think they can get the big payday.
Yeah, football's a little different, too, in that you're not dealing with the guaranteed contracts, but you're right. They look at it, what can you do for me now? Forget about what you did for me.
I mean, again, unless you're the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this one?
No.
So they got that prospect that they got from Chicago Cubs for Quintana.
Do you know this guy?
Eloy Jimenez.
Squirrel!
No, I don't know.
Eloy
Jimenez.
Oh, yeah.
Eloy.
From the Dominican League.
Yeah, he played 55 games in AAA last year.
55.
They just optioned him down to AAA this year.
Yep.
And they signed him to a 6-year, $43 million contract. He's never played a day in the big leagues.
It's like Risney. Who's he?
Yeah, more like Longoria, you know, but still, yeah, so they're basing it on future projections.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
But it's hard not to base it on, like, what they've done in the past, because you don't sign to your free agent. That's 6 years.
You know what's crazy? Our upcoming closer, Ryan Brazier, he's been in the league now in Major League Baseball for, what, like 12 years? 10 years?
No. Not in the league.
How do you count it?
No. In baseball.
Oh, professional baseball.
Professional baseball.
Yes, minor leagues.
That poor bastard has made nothing.
I don't think he's made $1 million.
He's thrown the ball great for him.
I don't know what he got.
99 last night.
I don't know what he got over in Japan, but.
And then he was taking, he made more in Japan than he made back here. By the way, it's a big day today. None of us knew about it. In Japan today, Major League Baseball had its opener.
Who won?
Seattle won today.
All
it was
right.
9-7
Mariners.
Was the final.
Let's go.
Yeah. Nobody knew.
But the best was.
Nobody cared.
The host of Talking Baseball did not have any clue.
I didn't have a clue.
That Major League Baseball
That's
opened up this morning. What was it, 5:30 a.m. or something?
Is this the first baseball show of the year, Lou?
I honestly didn't know. I didn't find out until like 5:45 this morning when I was up with my dog, took him out, and I just was up. And I saw on Twitter that, you know, Piscotty had a home run, and I'm just thinking, okay, what's great? Grapefruit game? This is kind of early. What am I missing? And then I realized they're in Japan. I figured it was a couple exhibition games. Yeah, and then I realized it was a big league game. But I was really confused when I saw Mike Fiers and Marco Estrada as the starting pitchers. And I'm like, this is their opening day pitchers? So they played two games. They played tomorrow, or again, whatever, this morning at 5 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever time it's going to be. And then they come back, and I think Oakland's got like a three-game series with San Fran, the Giants. They're going to continue spring training when they come back from Japan before opening day.
I swear to God. So we said this earlier because I woke up this morning, turned on ESPN, and I'm shocked. I thought it was an old game. Ichiro was playing. I thought he had retired. Lou finally told me, no, he's coming back. Like,
well, just for this two. He might retire tomorrow.
He was in the front office last year. And I thought it was a joke, but it was really the opener of baseball. But Lou didn't have any idea. Nobody did. And we talked about how it was a real game. And all we got on social media, no, you guys are wrong. It's still a preseason game. No! Go look at the Major League standings. Seattle's in first place. They're 1-0.
They're going all the way.
Oakland's in the basement. They're 0-1. This was a... And by the way, they're doing it again tomorrow morning. Doing it all over a game. Hmm. Two-game series. All right, don't you love a great love story? Don't you love
I
one?
Do.
I do. We got an unbelievable love story. I want you to circle your calendar right now. Friday, April the 12th. We have got something to do on that day. We'll talk about it. Last call next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at a guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, last call is sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. They also accept donations of boats and RVs and motorcycles and real estate. Call today, 877 Cars for Kids.
All right, but before we do last call,
yeah,
okay, do you we got to get our topics out of the way now for tomorrow?
Explain it to the audience. They have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so, you know, when you were gone, Lou and I decided we were going to create our own new segment. And it's going to be, we decided just today that it's going to be called...
Nitwit segment.
No, you call it.
We'll let them call it on
Twitter. Call it. Yeah. Well, you call it.
You
call it. Whatever. We'll build some sort of bed or whatever it is you guys do with music and stuff.
Build some bed.
I'll get right on
bed.
Yeah,
sort of
bed. Build some bed,
yeah,
right? Whatever you guys do in
all right, so you got to... And we're going to let the people call it. Let them pick which topic they think will be more entertaining and more interesting.
So, in other words, it's an offbeat topic that is not one of the
not mainstream
that we have in the in the rotation.
Yes.
So we had four or five topics in the rotation today. None of those.
No. Yeah. Okay. So what is your
and then they get to go online to our Twitter account.
Yes.
OMF at WEEI, and we'll set the poll up, and they decide which one we're going
to
do.
So I'm going to tell you that I would like to discuss those poor minor leaguers who don't get paid enough, and now MLB is trying to fix it, contradicting themselves.
Okay. What time is that on?
Okay. All right.
And why they want to do it,
okay.
More importantly.
All right, good. That's a decent enough jumping off point. But
So
I went to the dentist today, and I would like to talk about dentists who think that it's appropriate, or actually that their patients have the ability to have a conversation with them why they're actually getting dental work done. Okay. So I would like to tell that story and then get your opinion on it.
I will say this. I'm not sure that topic is going to win, but I'm calling Boston Dental right now because he's going to need a new dentist by tomorrow. You can't sit there and insult
yeah, you can.
Dentist.
I'm not insulting them.
Hey,
I would just like to politely ask them.
I'll tell you my story.
Then I would like to politely ask them to stop.
Here's my topic. Because tomorrow's a big day. Today was the opening of Major League Baseball.
happy opening day,
everybody. Buzz?
Oh, it was great. It was like I'd feel it. So tomorrow is the start of the tournament because I don't count these play-in, stupid play-in games. They mean nothing, okay? They're thank you for coming. Now you go and sweep the floor over there.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow begins the real games at 12 noon. Right?
Research.
I want to find anybody out there, anybody who can make a case who does not have a bet on any of these games or a bracket in which there's monetary gain, all right? Who's actually watching these games? Because I know it's not Francesa.
VCU, UCF is a legitimate game.
Anybody, somebody who's watching these games who actually can tell me what I gain if I'm not having a chance to win some cash with one of these freaking brackets
that I
have no idea what I'm talking about.
Okay, write it up there, Tyler. Let's go to last call.
Time now for last call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I will never, ever forget you guys.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'm letting you go.
And I'll miss our time together.
Last call.
It's been a pleasure. And I think I'll get out of here.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
And down the stretch they come.
Very special place in hell. Goodbye.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
So apparently they are going to pay minor league players a little bit more money in Toronto, and it might be a trend.
Sounds like a great topic.
Might be a trend around the league. We'll see if it works out tomorrow. But apparently they're saving money in the minor leagues.
What do you mean?
By running stupid, asinine promotions. Our own Pawtucket Red Sox, they're still in Pawtucket.
They are, yeah.
For now.
Pawtucket. Sox, yeah. Apparently nobody's showing up at the games because they are desperate to see if they can get a few bodies in to McCoy Stadium on Friday night, April the 12th. They are going to host a wild party. Because I always go to a baseball game for a good old wild party. Celebrating A-Rod and J-Lo's engagement.
It's time to party!
What are they doing?
Is there anything I care less about than Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez wedding? I'm happy that the two kids got together.
I think they should have more.
But I don't
understand
care.
It. Like, why? See, this is part of their Legendary Friday series. It's going to kick off. Kicking off their Legendary Friday series in honor of the Paw Sox being together with the Red Sox for 50 years. So it's like a theme, right? It's almost like an anniversary.
Call is right.
But
the Paw Sox.
What are they? But why do you pick this? So they're going to be showing clips of like the 04 series between the Sox and Yanks throughout every inning. They're going to do different things. I think if you wear a Tech jersey, Veritech jersey, or Bronson Arroyo jersey,
you admit it for free.
You get in for free.
Yep.
So I got a better idea.
Yeah. What's that?
If you're going to Legendary Friday, why don't you just bring Tech and Bronson Arroyo in?
Ooh.
Why are you going to celebrate A-Rod and J-Lo's wedding?
Well, because that way you got to make it.
I know
there's
got to
be fan. There's got to be fan interaction. So maybe some of the girls or guys dress up as J-Lo and one of those inflatable booties, or maybe it's that green Oscar dress with that really low cut.
If you have the name Jennifer, you will be admitted for free.
Ooh.
If you have the name Jenny from the block, you will be admitted for free. But of course, you need to show it on a valid Rhode Island license identification.
Oh, it has to be Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What tournaments. Yeah. Another state.
Ooh,
well,
how about this one? Too,
how about
yeah,
this one?
This
fans will
one.
Have the opportunity to touch
ooh, ooh.
And take
touch
photos
what?
Of
ooh.
The actual pitching rubber ooh. That was towed by what, Bronson Arroyo when he threw the most recent of the
so
two
lame.
Perfect games in Paw Sox history.
So you could do
because,
it better.
Because I don't know about you, when I think A-Rod, when I think J-Lo, I think Bronson Arroyo.
See, here's baseball. I like the fact that they're trying, but they could have done a much better job. I don't blame the idea. I blame the effort and the execution.
We're not done
this
yet.
There's more?
So this one.
Tim Tebow, who is expected to play for Syracuse. Yep. Syracuse is playing the Paw Sox that night. Will walk up to Mariah Carey's greatest hits for the duration of the series at McCoy Stadium.
Let me what does that it. Have to
okay.
do with it?
So let me ask
how
you this. How many uncomfortable men there will be at this game, because Ross Simmons, the official jeweler of the Paw Sox, they're going to be on hand to inspect fans' wedding rings so that nobody is, quote, fooled by the rocks that our Paw Sox fans got.
Oh, no.
So there's some guy
Fugazi.
That's going to be sitting there like, so I just got engaged.
Oh, Jesus.
And
this is messed up.
My wife's going to, someone's going to inspect my wife's ring. What? So you can tell her that it's a piece of crap?
Yeah.
Talking about a piece.
Yeah, you know what? That is a bad idea. And if you, here's the thing.
Chad Finn's a liar.
There's going to be some guys that don't know about this, you know, this jeweler coming
ring.
Through.
What do you mean you see my
and
ring?
And he's like, no.
Don't tell her it's fake.
No,
don't tell her it's fake.
Eye contact, beat it. It's can't you read
fake.
My body language?
It's Barbara. Told her
it was real. She thinks it's a 5-carat.
That is trouble. Why would you do that?
It's like the night when you see it at a stadium arena or whatever.
And my buddy's going to be there.
And a woman says, no, his buddy, yeah. Ben Affleck. No, he's not going to be there.
What do you mean?
He's not going to be there.
That's what.
So this is the press. No, a longtime Red Sox fan. And by the way, Lou Maloney hater.
No.
Hates Lou.
We're on good terms
these days. Sure you are. And a native of Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Yep.
Has been invited to throw out the game's ceremonial first pitch. He's not showing up. He's just been invited.
I want him to wear that.
He's not going to be there. There's no chance he's been there. By the way, Matt Damon, not there either.
Affleck needs to go shirtless so everyone can see that crazy-ass tattoo he's got on his back. That's what I want to see.
It's big, too.
What
is he thinking of?
That should have been my
topic. I think
topic.
That was one of his
what
benders,
the,
though. Wasn't that one of his benders? That was one of his benders, though. Didn't he say that when he...
Yeah, no, that's a tattoo that takes a week to do. Doesn't take a
for,
day.
For the you artist to do it?
You can't go in there. Well, yeah, you got to draw
why I could
it,
never
outline
get...
it, and then you color it in. That's not a bender type of tattoo.
That's why I could never do the tattoo thing.
Who's got you in a couple areas?
First of all, there's pain, and second of all, if you really want to put like a real big tat on there, and you have to go back numerous times, like going to the dentist every other day, right?
Oh, that's, I can't wait. My topic, yeah, I tell
I
you
love
what,
my people in
who,
Pawtucket, but...
My topic is great.
All right, so Lou said earlier he's hoping the Celtics will lose by 40.
Yes. 40.
Scott Zolak, Celtic ass kisser, tweets out, hope Celtics win by 40 tonight.
So predictable.
Oh,
shows out
so
there
wait.
To pick the other team.
Oh,
yeah, listen,
go
from 10 to 2.
The only team he's critical of is the Red Sox because he doesn't have to listen to them. Right?
Or talk about
him. He doesn't have to deal with them on his station.
Brad Stevens will love you
Homer.
Next week, Zoe. All right, let's spin the wheel. Let's see who's on tonight. 6 o'clock. A different voice, a different person every single night.
Zillion. And tonight that person will be Alex Reamer.
Hey. Who's on with Alex?
Solo? Get a co-host.
Wiggy.
Female. Put a female in.
Wiggy. I got Wiggy.
Cilio.
Fourier called it. It is Jermaine Wiggins. Reamer and Wiggy will be
here. They're back
right.
together again. The Odd Couple. They got to come up with a cool little cute name for those two.
We're going to find a podcast here. Hold on. Oh, okay. We're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. Be here. Come on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.